This episode is brought to you by GIG Mobility, Africa's leading mobility company for interstate travel.
To travel intercity without stress in Nigeria and Ghana, download the GIGM app on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Hi guys, welcome to the Tech Points Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
And my name is Adewale. Thanks for listening and sharing the last episode of Tech Point Africa podcast. We appreciate all the likes, all the comments, all the review, and all answering of our questions on Twitter through our hashtags.
Yeah, don't forget that you can get this podcast anywhere on the Apple Podcast platform,
Google Podcasts,
Spotify,
Stitcher,
TuneIn,
and SoundCloud.
And anywhere you get podcasts, actually, you can just search for Tech Point Africa podcast. And don't forget to review, share, like,
and subscribe as well.
And subscribe, yeah.
Yeah.
How was your weekend,
Adewale? It was good. I spent the entire weekend in-house, Netflix. I didn't even open my door.
I didn't even open my door.
It was just
Netflix and watching.
Yes.
What were you watching?
So I watched one awesome movie by Denzel, and I watched King of Boys.
Yeah. It's now out on Netflix.
Yes, I saw it even trended over the weekend as well. There must be a lot of Nigerians on Netflix.
Interesting that you say that. There was a study that came out recently.
Okay.
And by Comparitech. Very interesting study. And they looked at the top 50 countries. Netflix top 50
don't tell me that Nigeria is not
by subscriber numbers. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting there. And only one African country is on the top 50.
These are estimates.
Yeah.
Nigeria, right?
You wish.
Come on.
South Africa.
Come on. Oh, South Africa.
So, yeah, South Africa has about 152,000 subscribers.
Wow. So that means we don't have up to 50,000 subscribers on Netflix.
Oh, how do you know? Okay, so the lowest on the list is Luxembourg, and they have 52,000 subscribers. So that means Nigeria does not have up to 50,000
then
subscribers.
All the noise and everything, all the Nigerians, all the movie trending over on Twitter and on Netflix, where are they from? Who are these people?
I don't know. And that question I'll ask is, for example, when they're buying, I think they paid $3.5 million for Lionheart.
Yes.
Like, why are they paying for that if Nigeria doesn't have a...
And a lot of Nigerian content are actually over there. I remember, was it last month that Wedding Party Part 2 and even Kunle Afolayan released all his movies on Netflix.
Yeah.
What's going on? Don't have this subscriber.
I think when they do all those things, they are targeting Nigerians in diaspora. Because if you look at the tweets,
that makes sense.
A lot of the tweets about King of Boys over... You notice that many of the people were watching it for the first time because that was the first time they are outside Nigeria and that's the first time they are getting to watch it.
Oh, that's interesting. That's strategic.
Watching Oktoberfest for the first time and all of that. So I think when they are purchasing, acquiring all those content, I think they are thinking not just about Nigerians in Nigeria,
okay,
thinking about Nigerians abroad, which many of us, because interestingly, I don't have the numbers, right?
Yes.
But I think many Nigerians are in the US more than any other country in the world. I don't know.
Oh.
And then in the US, Netflix has 58 million subscribers. Average revenue per user is $11.40.
Wow.
Opposed to $9.43 in other countries. So, I mean, I'm assuming a sizable number of those 58 million Nigerians.
So, the content licenses are actually targeted towards those people, not the Nigerians in Nigeria.
Not the 50,000.
Wow.
I mean, it's interesting to find, because again, we don't know how many, but we know it's less than 50,000. Mm. But the interesting thing now is that a lot of people watch Netflix. Why are they watching it? And then I guess maybe the sharing of accounts is one thing. Wow. Like you have 20 people sharing one account.
So talking of streaming service as Netflix is focusing on Nigeria, recently Facebook actually allow Nigerians video creators to actually have ads on the platform as well.
Yeah, Facebook ads.
So that's actually interesting.
Not just Nigeria. So it's Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana and South Africa. Those are the first four African countries.
Four African countries.
They launched it, I think, last year. Okay, for context, Facebook videos, YouTube allows content creators to put ads on their... to place ads on their video and make money, revenue share. Facebook didn't have that. Then Facebook introduced it in the US, UK and some other countries. But now it's available in Africa for anybody that is creating video from Africa to make money via ads.
I think that's really interesting, especially for a lot of people creating original content, all this funny content and stuff.
And one thing is, there's this perception among Nigerians they are more likely to watch videos. Even for TechPoint, when we upload videos on YouTube and Facebook, we find out that we get a lot more views on Facebook than YouTube, because there's this perception that, oh, Facebook doesn't consume my data, or maybe because you are used to that on that feed, so you just naturally, and again, autoplay.
Yes, so video autoplay.
But interestingly, YouTube probably uses less data, or probably the same, but the
fact that more back people, that up.
Exactly. But the fact that more people will be watching videos on Facebook means at least maybe there will be more opportunities for...
Maybe because of sharing and social experience. Exactly. But those are not something we have data to back.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting for video creators.
So, just to... There are some... You have to, before you can be eligible, there are some criteria.
Okay,
first
what
of all, you must be able to, your videos must be in the languages that they support. English is one of them. I will have to confirm. I know English is one of them. I'm not sure about other African languages.
Okay.
But English is one of them. And then you must have at least 10,000 followers.
Oh.
Before you can monetize your Facebook monetize your videos on Facebook. And you must have received a minimum of 30,000 one minute views on videos that are no less than 1 minute long. That means if you have videos on your platform, on your Facebook, and you know, Facebook usually counts like, oh, people that watch the first 10 seconds, people that watch the first 1 minute. So you must have not a minimum of 30,000 1 minute views. So 30,000 people must have viewed your videos at least 1 minute.
1 minute each. Okay.
And your videos must be more than 1 minute long before you can then monetize.
That's interesting. So OPE shut down in Kano.
Yeah,
right?
Their office was shut
down. Their office shut down in Kano. Yeah. And was an interesting story that came over the weekend. Victor actually spoke to an essay to the government.
And he also spoke to some riders.
So he spoke to some riders there as well. And the riders are still working.
Yeah.
They are still working, but they don't know where to remit the payment or anything. Yeah. But the police, according to the news and what we heard, the police just came, went to their office.
Kano Road Traffic Agency. Karuta.
So Kano is actually in the northern state of Nigeria. Is one of the biggest states
by landmass and population.
Yeah. So I mean, some guys from OPE reach out to us as well, and they mention that they are doing everything possible. And some even said like the government is trying to play some games, but we are still waiting for.
Yeah.
We are waiting for feedback from both parties to actually back up the story and get more juice out of it.
Yeah, we'll
Let's
keep it posted.
Hope they come forward.
Yeah, sure, definitely. Another interesting news. Nigeria has gotten $433 million for a 5-year national identity project from the World Bank. They got it from the World Bank.
National identity project.
Yes. The same national identity project that we are still struggling to, some of us are still struggling to get our
what
cards. Yeah.
What?
Interesting. $433 million.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is they said this will allow effective collection and enrollment of Nigerians on the national identity database for efficient issuance of our national identity number.
But not to mention this, not to actually look at this or to question anything much. This agency and the World Bank and the AFD that is giving them money, have they looked at the one that the government we did in the past, the national identity? How many people really got it?
Yeah.
With the effort put into it, are they really giving people? And is this money not going to go to another Benz owner?
Well, I don't know. <Benz Zilas. laughs> I have no idea. I don't know. But the thing is now, they seem to want to do things differently. They are saying eventually it will be possible for you to even apply for your driver's license,
national
passport. I mean, that's how it works everywhere, every developed nation in the world. You should be able to just
apply for.
There should be one, but I don't know. We have so many databases. There's FIRS and GTB launched the tax database earlier in the year. There's BVN.
But why we are saying that? So I need to point something out. The time I went to do my national identification card, I didn't need much information. They just asked for my. I think they asked for my BVN and they pulled out all my data. So that we need to give them credit for.
But someone still told me recently that she went to do national ID at a certain branch. Because if you go, you always see that they will warn you. They will say, if you register twice, you are eligible to go to jail or something like that. And then she went and registered and she lost it or something. and she went to another place and she was able to register again.
Whoa.
So it means like, so it means probably this data is not being stored. It reminds me of 2011 when I was an electoral officer during the election.
Yeah,
and we used to, you know, we had all the computers and we were taking data and all of that.
Mm.
None of it was backed up online. We had this hard drive where we used to take it. It's
offline. Wow, hard drive, offline.
Yeah, at the end of it, each person would carry the hard drive, take it back to our the officer we were reporting to, who is now supposed to like, they say they are just collecting it and they will send it to Abuja. But I don't know when they will ever send it to Abuja.
Have to send hard drive to Abuja.
I'm telling you, nothing was online. Nothing was online.
Well,
so
another $433 million to play with.
We'll keep you guys posted on
I think we will. And if you guys know some plans that they are going to spend the money with, I mean, you can throw it in.
Yeah.
So if you have comment and feedback for our podcast, tweet at us at TechPoint Africa Podcast.
Yeah,
hashtag TechPoint Africa Podcast. And the question of the day. Okay, last week, the answer to last week's questions, I know a lot of people tried to answer it, but
nobody got it.
So the answer is actually the first office store we did was Jobberman.
Yeah.
The first office store we
TechPoint
did.
January 6, 2015.
It was Jobberman.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll keep our gift. Or we'll keep our points.
Yeah, no points for anybody.
Yeah.
And maybe should I? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we have a question for the week.
For the day.
For the day. Yeah.
Question for the day. TechPoint started the TechPoint Innovation Tour in 2016. What was the first city that we visited during the first TechPoint Innovation Tour in 2016? That's the question for this day. You want to answer that as usual? Tweet at us at our Twitter account at techpoint.ng, techpoint.dot.ng, and use the hashtag. Hashtag TechPoint Africa Podcast.
TechPoint Africa Podcast.
And of course, all the stories we've mentioned today, you can see them on techpoint.africa.
Yes.
You can read them.
They are on front page of techpoint.africa.
Sure.
Just go. You can enter from techpoint.ng or techpoint.co.ke as well. It's going to land you to techpoint Africa front page.
And don't forget, you can get this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, anywhere you get podcasts, even Spotify.
And please comment, review,
yeah,
and likes. Share.
We appreciate that.
Appreciate that a lot.
So till we come away again on Friday, keep listening to the TechPoint Africa Podcast. Take care.